Okay, today it's Daf Nun Vav. We're on Nun Vav. We're up to V'azda, fourth line. V'azda Rav L'Taime. We're going to go back a minute. Today's shiur is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Datz, Kol Ilanishmas David Svi Ben Dov Mordechai, whose yahrzeit is today, and the learning should be an aliyah for the neshama. The truth is, the whole Daf Yomi program is honored in his name, David Svi Ben Dov Mordechai, and all the learning that we do every day really is a tzichus for his neshama. Okay, so let's just go back. We'll revisit it quickly. We had said that this certain kind of bush, which we'll get to in a minute, certain kind of bush or a path will break up a property regarding tumah and regarding chazakah, but not regarding Shabbos. Avol Shabbos lo. Right, we're in the fourth line on the base. Avol Shabbos lo, not Shabbos. Right? By the way, I had mentioned that when a ger died, didn't his possessions go to the Kohen? I looked it up. No. Gezel HaGer goes to a Kohen. You steal from a Ger, and you want to return it, and you come to return it. The Ger died, then it goes to the Kohen. Okay. Anyway, Aval Shabbos lo, not Shabbos. Rava Amar, no, I feel a little Indian Shabbos, even regarding Shabbos. Even regarding Shabbos. What's going on here? Ditanya. We went to the Brisa. If somebody takes out a half a grogris to Rosh Hashanah, v'nicha, and he puts it down, the chazi runs back inside, and he brings out another half, behelam echad. If you do that all in one helam, you don't know what Shabbat, the whole day you're running back and forth, chayiv, you're chayiv. Why? Because you carried the shear of carrying food on Shabbat, which is a grogris. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. The Masechta Shabbos Tanan Hamotzi Ochlin Chayev Begrogris. Where'd that share come from? Where did Grogris come from? Came from the following place. Tibishabbos Melechas Machshavos Asr Torah. The Torah requires Melechas Machshavos. Velo Chashiva Hotzas Davar Chashiv Pachas Mika Grogris. The Torah doesn't think anything special. Not Torah. Velo Chashiva. People don't think anything's chashuv. Hotzah davar carrying chashuv pachas mika grogris, less than a grogris. After Avni Nezer, wait a minute. The idea of shiur was halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. What do you mean? If people don't consider it chashuv, doesn't do with that. How do you know that when you reach the age of 13 years old, you mechayev mitzvahs? Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim.
This is smaller shiur.
What? No, that's the question. The question is all shiurim. How do you know that on Yom Kippur, yet all shiurim are halacha l'moshe m'sinai? So Rashbam seems to be saying that the shiur here is because this is what's chashuv. Less than that, it's not chashuv. Isn't that halacha l'moshe m'sinai? So you're really touching on the answer. The answer is, of course it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Every shiur is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But the Rashbam is driving at it. So why is this shiur different? What's wrong with the regular kizayis that we know and love throughout Shas? That's the shiur of everything. Why all of a sudden he get to a grogris? Because it has to be chashav. Right, of course, halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, but it has to be chashav, right? Rabbi Yossi Omar, no. Behelam echad b'rishus achas chayiv. One forgetting in one rishus, you're chayiv. B'shtei rishuyos, but if it's in two rishuyos, then you are potter, right? If it's two rishuyos, you're potter. Look at the Rashbam. Why even two rishuyos, you're potter? If I carry half a grogris there and half a grogris there, even though it's one forgetting. According to Rabbi Yossi, you're potter. Why? Look at the Rashbam, second line. B'shtei Rishuyos. Harabim ha-muflogim zemizeh potter. They're so far away from each other, you're potter. Why? The Rishuyos machlekos severely. He holds that the Rishuyos split it up. Right? So if I carry half a grogus over there, and half a grogus over there, I'm potter. Okay? Make sense? So asks Tosfos. But wait a minute, we learned in Masechta Shabbos that if you write one letter in Tiveria and one letter in Tzipori, you chayev on Shabbos. Right? If there are two letters, you write one in that town, then you walk into Erev and you write it over in another town, you chayev. Second, by writing you chayev in Behe Yipater. Why? What's the difference? Right? So, this might sound like hair splitting, Rav Moshe says the following answer. It might sound like hair splitting, but you have to. You have to Tosfos, the Re. What? No. No, he does give an answer. I'm sorry, he does give an answer. Here's his answer. The malach of writing is writing. Therefore, when you write two letters, who cares? There's no issue, you have to read it. That's not the malacha. That's not something I can read. You just have to write two letters. So what's the difference? If one's in Tevei, one's in Sipori, what's the difference? I wrote two letters. Right? But that's not the malacha of carrying is about. When it comes to Hotzah, the malacha is to carry from here to there. Right? That's the nature of the malacha, to carry from here to there. V'lo nigmet ha-Hotzah, Hotzah is not finished, ad until shiur kriveim v'yivim l'rishus achas. Until you bring them to one rishus. Otherwise, they didn't carry from here to there. There's something over there, and there's something over there. One's on one edge of town, and one's on the other edge of town. That's not one item. Just only have half a share in each place. Is that hair splitting? Therefore, whenever you go to two rishuyos, the malacha's not done yet. And therefore you're not chayiv. Is that hair splitting, or does that make sense? What do you think? It sounds like a little bit of hair splitting, right? The answer is, we're just defining what the malacha is. Right?
We know what the malacha is.
Right, we'll read the...
We know what the malacha is going, carrying and putting down.
Right. So...
Without changing basically what we sort of hold as the malacha. Isn't it?
No. So he's saying that...
Because you've already put it down once.
What? But you only put it only half a shear.
I understand that.
So to put a half a shear something in a different place, you still haven't done Hotzah.
You haven't done the malacha.
Right. Well, I don't know.
But why is that different than doing the two letters?
Right.
Now you're getting the same shear. You're getting the same shear just in the longest space of time. And here you're doing the same shear.
And the two letters are in two different Rishuyos. It's a difference. Right?
That I can't tell you the
difference. Yeah, I don't know. Vamar Rabba. Rabba says, "V'hushiyei shechiv chatas beinehem." This is all nice and good. If you have in between them, is a legitimate, recognized rishus da'oraisa. For example, rishus yachid. Aval karmelith. Karmelith is a made up thing. The Rabbanan made up such a place. Aval karmelith is low. But if you're passing through a karmelith, that would not be the true. Abaye Amar, no, feel a karmelith. What's the difference? Aval pislo low, not a makom psul, makom patur, which is also some different area. Rava Amar na filu pisla even a makom patur. Vaz double time eight. Amar Rava Rishus Shabbos Rishus Gittin dummy. The Rishus of Shabbos is just like the Rishus of Gittin. What does that mean? That means, let's say Reuven wants to divorce his wife. So what does Reuven do? He takes the get and he puts it on this pisla. He puts it on this little rock or a little ledge. It doesn't have the shear of a real makom, but it's in her property. So is she divorced? Right? She might not be divorced. She's not divorced. Why not? He didn't put it in her property. So what do you see? This has independent value, this little property, this makom patur, this pisla, has independent value. It has independent value, she's not even divorced. Says Ravla, if that's true, that regarding getting into independent value, then so too regarding Shabbos, it has independent value. Right?
Okay. Now, Ein sham lo meitzer v'lo chatzav. What if it doesn't have a meitzer or a chatzav? Right? It doesn't have any of these things. Mai? What's the halacha? So the Rashbam says that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who we just been discussing, as we said yesterday, Shmuel holds, you stick one shovel to the ground, you might get the whole thing. Now, what does Rabbi Yochanan say about that? That's what we're asking. So, Pirush of Merunus Mishmo, Rabbi Merunus explained, call Shenikras al Shmo, whatever's called by this guy's name. Right? In other words, unlike what we said yesterday, you own 80 acres of land. You stick one shovel in, you can get all 80. Why? Because it's all called Blackfield, Blackacre, right? Hechidami, what does that mean? Amar of Papa de Karule be Gargusa de Planya. They call it the Field of Plony. The whole thing's called Plony's Field. It goes on forever. Doesn't make a difference. Right? Why? Because it goes on forever. There's no boundaries. And by you making one act of acquisition, you're going to get the whole thing. Why? Because it's all called one field. Yosef of Achabar Avyakib.
Right. So now he's saying even if it's not defined.
as long as it's called by that guy's severe field. The whole thing's called that. Right? You drive in the highway, you see some huge field, right? You ask the guy, local guy, what's going on over there? Oh, that's what's his name's field. Whole thing. Right? So there's no boundaries. Goes on forever. You can't even see the end of it. You make one acquisition over here, you get the whole thing. Why? Because the whole thing is called so and so's.
The same thing applies when it's a sale from A to B.
So here we're talking about getting it as a chazakah. So it's become a gear, from a gear.
Make a chazakah as a kinyan from A to B.
Right. Right.
So because it's 1 feet or 1 feet.
Right, so there's two, the Rosh Brown says it's tomorrow. There's two types of chazakah. There's a chazakah that I'm trying to get it because I didn't buy it. I'm going to be there for 3 years. Or from a gear. And then there's a chazakah that I did buy legitimate. And I got to do it. I still have to do a chazakah. Kesef shtar chazakah. It's two different things. Right? We've been saying the same word chazakah. It's two totally different meanings.
Right. One is a proof that you bought it.
Right.
And then the other is that you actually used it.
Right. As a matter of fact, the Gemara is going to say tomorrow, eating fruit. So if I eat fruit on a field that I bought, that's a chazakah. I'm doing an act of ownership. If I go to a Gare's field and eat the fruit, so that's nothing. Why? You didn't improve the land. Same act. One works, one doesn't work. Right. So it's the same word. Same word, chazakah. Two totally different meanings. We're going to see that tomorrow. I don't know. So I don't know what the halacha. You have to walk every single inch of the land.
Probably not.
Right, so they may be right. You might have to, right. I know the Pratim, I don't know. Right. Yosef Racha bar Avya Kamedra of Yosasi, Vyasev Kam Rashmeder of Dorav Asi bar Chanina, Chatsuva Masik Benefsi Hager. Right, we said this Chatsuva, this bush, will separate between different properties of a ger. That we said yesterday. My Chatsuva, what's a Chatsuva? So everyone asks, well, now the Gemara pipes up, what's a Chatsuva? What's going on here? All of a sudden now, so the Kosher Shu'ot says, well, no, because yesterday we said ha chatzuva with a hay, that's chatzuva without a hay. I don't know, it's making some whole business with the hay. But that's why the Gemara is asking all of a sudden now. Amar Yehuda Marav, Shebo Techom Yoshua Li Yisrael Es Ha'aretz. That's the thing that Yoshua made, this herb, this grass, little bushes, should be the boundaries between different properties in Israel. That's what it is. The Omar, okay? So that's what Yoshua gave cover. It's a very good idea. Listen, we don't want to have, we're going to have boundaries, you're going to forget, path. But put up the bushes. Put up little bushes, and that'll be the dividing mark between everybody. Now that we spoke about that, we're going to go for a little bit of a tangent. Rabbi Buddha Marav, Lo Mono Yoshua El Ayoros Ha'omdos Al Hagvulim. And all say for Yoshua, second half of Yoshua is not even a story. Just lists off names of cities for 10 brachim straight. In each Shevet, in Reuven, and Yehuda, and Binyamin, and Zevulin, and Naphtali, just lists off names of cities. Says the Gemara here, all the cities that are named are only on the border. Now, the Rashbam says that Al Hagvulin, the Rashbam says, Kedei Laharos HaTchumin Upashe Dukra Ol Matam Chashavos Niyaros. The Rashbam just says very simple, why are these mentioned? Why are these cities mentioned? Who needs to know the names of these cities? So you should know where the borders are. Now, the everybody points out, if you read those psukim, clearly there are towns that are not on the border of Eretz Yisrael. Clearly not. Impossible. Three answers to that. So what does the Gemara mean here? They're clearly not on the border. Some towns, Amamish, in the middle of the country.
Besides the border, you have to know what cities belong to
which. So that's what Tosfa says. Tosfa says, it's over here. We look at Tosfa, Ha'omdos. Ein lefarish al ha'gvulim shel Eretz Yisrael. We're not talking about the boundaries of Israel. The kama yaros chashuv shehem be'emta Eretz Yisrael. Many of them are in the middle. Ella, gvulim v'kol shevet v'shevet. It's the boundaries of each shevet. Where does Naphtali stop and Dan begin? Oh, look at those cities over there. Not for the border. That's impossible. Right? It's for each Shevet. The The Rabbeinu Gershom and the Ritva, others have fascinating answers. Said no. Every city that's mentioned in Sefer Yehoshua is on the border of Eretz Yisrael. It's not true. So they adjust it. Yeah, either one of two things. Either it's on the border of Eretz Yisrael, or something which is fascinating, or I'll read it in Hebrew. The Yefeinayim says, "Be'emes money Yehoshua rak es hayaros she'ov des halagvul." Only the ones in Eretz Yisrael, only on the border. Hayaros she'be'em to ha'aretz. It's not true. You'll open up a Tanakh. You'll see many cities that are not on the border. What are they doing there? Mana osam Yehoshua. Yehoshua put them on in Yehoshua. Kivan shahayu mukafos choma. They all had walls. You hear this? That's why they're very fascinating. Fascinating. I mean, if you go to Yehoshua, it's hundreds, maybe a hundred cities mentioned. No? Mati, how many are mentioned? Dozens for sure. Dozens of cities. So that's what he says? They all had a wall?
It's possible.
Sure. It is possible. But and the ones that didn't have a wall, those are the ones on the border. Well, you know.
Have to be a big city.
You know what Rashi says? Rashi says, I think it's a Medrash. Yehoshua gave them 31 kings. 31 kings, that's a tiny country. What's with 31 kings? Right? Everybody, I'm a king over here. Right? I'm a king. Everybody all of a sudden becomes a king. 31 of them? Such a tiny land. Okay, there you go. Rashi says, the Hashiva is very disrupted. Everybody wants to be king over there. Right? Even if you don't say that. Just, what's going on? Everybody says, I'm a king over here. How do you know I'm a king? I built a city. Right? I put up a wall. Look at me. I'm a king of the city.
31 kings.
Well, you're not the king of your own house? Of course you are. You come to work and they treat you like a shmata. But in your house, you're the king. Right? The king? He's the king. No? What? It's in the reverse. Okay, next. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Whatever Hashem showed Moshe, in the end of Parshas Zos HaBracha, Hashem takes Moshe up to the mountain, shows him the whole Eretz Yisrael. So whatever Hashem showed Moshe, Chayev B'Maiser, all that land is Chayev and Maiser. Okay? Lafuki Mai, what does that come to exclude? The whole Eretz Yisrael is Chayev and Maiser. When we say Maiser, we don't just say Maiser, we say Truma and Bikurim and all that. Shemitah, it's all Chayev and Maiser. Lafuki Mai, what does that come to exclude? It comes to exclude Lafuki Keni, Knezi, Vikadmoni. It comes to exclude the lands of Keni, Knezi, and Amoni. Hashem promised Avraham Avinu 10 lands, the land of 10 nations. We only got the land of 7 nations. What about Keni, Knezi, Vikadmoni? We're going to get that La'asid Lavo. So Hashem showed Moshe Eretz Yisrael, the land of the 7 nations. He didn't show him the land of the 3 nations. The land of the 7 nations is going to require Trumas and Maisras. Lafuke Mot, Lafuke, the other 3 lands which are not going to require Maisra. So the Gemara says. Now, there's a few things to talk about over here. First of all, why doesn't the Gemara just say, Hashem took out a Sefer Bamidbar, he opened up the Parashas Matei with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he showed Moshe, these are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? After all, the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael are written in Parashas Matei. Right? They're there. Anyway, look, they're there. So what does it mean? Hashem took a Moshe and he showed him. Moshe, go, remember, you wrote Parashas Matei? Go look over there, see what it says. What are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael? If it's the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, it's Chayav Maaser, and if not, not. Right?
That's the reason?
What? That's the question.
I thought it was a consolation prize.
What? What do you mean? He wrote the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael are written in the Torah.
No, that's not why you saw it.
What?
He couldn't go inside, so Hashem showed it to him.
No, why do we say, Shmuel says, whatever Hashem showed Moshe, that's what's Chayev and Maaser. Whatever Hashem didn't show Moshe is not Chayev and Maaser. Whatever it says in the Torah is in Eretz Yisrael is Chayev and Maaser. And whatever it doesn't say in the Torah is not Chayev and Maaser. Why do we need Hashem to show Moshe it? Shmuel makes a statement. Whatever Hashem showed Moshe, that's Chayev and Maaser. How about this one? Whatever it says the Torah is part of Eretz Yisrael is Chayev and Maaser. And if not, not. What kind of statement is this? What does it add to me? Right? That's the question. Yeah, Hashem showed Moshe for other as a consolation, 100%. Why is that totally in Maaser? Whatever the Torah says is the boundaries, it's Chayev and Maaser. If not in the boundary, it's not Chayev and Maaser. Right? So, who asked that question? Tosfos asked it. Tosfos doesn't answer it. Look at Tosfos. Tvei habalele mekad. What much better? Masha chitim be'ela mase shmona ayaros shal meitzar v'sham aforish heitiv chum shal eretz Yisrael. It's all there. Masha. Okay, fine. I'm sorry. Right? It's all there. It's all there. Why didn't it say that? So the Taurus Chaim and the Chassam Sofer give the following answer. You have to hold up for this answer. So, first of all, the Chassam Sofer says, from the Torah, you don't really know what the boundaries are. You don't really have a full, perfect idea that we're not including Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni. And I also would have thought that, he says like this, that we're saying over here that Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni are never going to be Chayev and Maisa. Even though in the future, they're going to be part of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Not going to be Chayev and Maisa. Why? Hashem didn't show it to Moshe. I wouldn't know that from the Pesukim. That's why I need this. That's why I need this Gemara.
Also could be in principle to the writers that anything that they covered up...
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. How could that be? Right? We're going to get to that in a minute. That's the next thing we've got to discuss. Now, why aren't those boundaries mentioned in Parshas Matzeh? Because why should the Torah mention things that Yeshua is not going to conquer? So the Torah mentions only things Yeshua is going to conquer. By the way, you should just know, I would have thought that if I do conquer Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni at a later date, of course it's going to be part of Eretz Yisrael. As a matter of fact, as Matzeh just said, we're going to see that if you conquer new land, it's Chayev Maaser. What's going on here? That's why Hashem had to show Moshe. Hashem had to show Moshe only this land. Don't think, based on Parshas Matzeh, that it will include other lands. It's not including Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni, ever. Okay? That's the reason. Okay.
Maybe it works to...
Now, when it says lafuke mai, what it comes to exclude, Tosfos says, don't think for one second that we're including chutzlar. Of course not chutzlar. The question is, the land's right nearby. Right? The land's right nearby. Okay, now, here's the kasha. The kasha is that the halacha is, if chutzlar is conquered properly, then of course it's Chayav HaMaaser. It has Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael. Right? Like we say, Kol Makom HaShtidro Kafra Glechem, Lechem Yihyeh. So why did Shmuel say that the Asad Lava, these places are going to be put there in Shuvah HaMaaser? Why? Why? Even with the Rabbanan. Maybe with the Raisa. Maybe it's based on a Pasuk. So, but why? Why are these going to be off the table? So there's a...
Running out of time. Why are they going to be off the table, or why are they off the table now?
Why are they going to be off the table? Why? We have a Dovid HaMelech conquered some land. They have Dinim of Maaser over there.
No.
No? He didn't?
No, he did conquer the land. They have their own. It was the fact that he didn't conquer Eretz Yisrael. Their Syria and stuff like that is not straight off the bat. There's two of Maaser. There's
okay.
No, half and half.
Fine, here we go. The Netziv says as follows. Eretz Yisrael, that a private person was conquered, is considered a conquering. There's a machlokas about that. You need a kibush yachid or a kibush rabim. We have to assume over here that the same person of Yehuda said a private conquering is good enough. And therefore, even if a private conqueror would conquer Eretz Yisrael becomes chayev and meiser. But, in chutz la'aretz, that's not true. Can't say that about chutz la'aretz. Chutz la'aretz, you have to have the king and the army and the whole, the Ur Metumim. It has to be all done legitimate. Not just a private person. Not the Melech on his own decided. No. Has to be done with the Melech and the whole Klal Yisrael. So when it says over here that the Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni never be the Chayev Meiser, what the Gemara means is that's only if it's Kibush Yachid. Why? Because the chutz la'aretz cannot be acquired with kibush yachid. That's the Netziv's answer. Okay, that's the Netziv's answer. The Rishash just says, for whatever reason, even though it's true that if you conquer chutz la'aretz nearby lands, they become chayev. For some whatever reason, Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni are off the table. They're not included. Okay. Then the Parshas Drachim has a whole complicated thing over here with Mashiach. I didn't fully understand it. Okay, now, I purposely didn't answer this question. Tanya, what's Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni? What are those lands? So Tanya, Remeir Omer, Naftucha, Arva, Veshalma. These three places. Right? These three places. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, which is what we think it is, Har Seir, Ammon, and Moav. Har Seir, which is where Edom was, Ammon, and Moav. Right?
Why would we think that?
What?
That's what we consider them, because they're close to Eretz Yisrael.
Why would we think Har Seir? We know we're not getting that.
What?
Lost at level.
Oh.
The problem with this is that there's a Gemara in Yevamos that says that Ammon and Moab, Ma'is and Ma'is are only b'shvius. There are some lands in Ma'is that give Ma'is. What's going on here? So the way they answer it is, if Sichon conquered it, and then the Jews conquered it from Sichon, so like Sichon pottered it from being called Ammon and Moab. It's Ammon and Moab's land, but Sichon conquered it. So then it became Sichon. So we conquered it from Sichon, and it becomes ours. So those areas, those small areas, are part of Eretz Yisrael, but the rest, the other three, would not be Chayav and Meiser. Okay? Reb Shimon Omer, Ardiskis Asya of Aspamia. Ardiskis Asya, which is translated here as Ashkenaz of Germany, Aspamia is Spain, says the Radal, it can't be Spain. Can't be. That's nowhere near Eretz Yisrael. It can't be that Eretz Yisrael includes Spain. That can't be Pshat. It must be other places right near Eretz Yisrael with the same names.
Damascus.
Huh?
Damascus.
So Damascus, it could be.
Damascus.
What?
Damascus.
Is Damascus, that could be. It's very hard to say that Germany is included in Eretz Yisrael. It's a big stretch. Okay? Next. Says the Mishnah. Didn't leave enough time for this. Hayushnayim me'idin oso sh'achlo shaloshanim. Two Edim say that Reuben's been living here for 3 years. Right? We live in 3 years. It's Reuben's. He did a chazakah. He's been here for 3 years. V'nim su zomamin. And those two Edim are found to be zomamin. What's the halacha? Mishalman lo is hakol. They have to pay the owner the 3 years value. They tried to take the land away from the owner by saying it belongs to Reuben. Kasher zomam. Right?
Why don't they pay the value of the land?
That's what they pay. Whatever the value, whatever they wanted to lose, make the owner lose, that's what they pay. There's no chiddush in that, by the way. There's no chiddush in that at all. It's pasha. It's pasha hilchus edim zomim. Most say you're right. The next line is not going to be such a chiddush. As a matter of fact, it's going to be wild. Right? You know what by the way, there's a kasha over here. We know there's a halacha called kasher zomam velo kasher osa. If they come to Beis Din and say, this is Reuven's land, Reuven owns the land. It's already kasher asa. It's already done. How could it be that they're going to be kasher zamam? How could it be that they're going to pay now? The halacha is only kasher zamam, not kasher asa. Once they testify that Reuven owns the land, Reuven owns the land.
You always take it back.
That's not kasher zamam. Kasher zamam is we wanted to say the guy was mechal Shabbos. They're about to give the guy malchus or mitzvah, whatever. Then two of them run in. No, not so fast. They were with us. He never did it. The punishment was never carried out. If the thing was carried out, we don't say kasher zamam. What's going on here? Two answers. One, the owner was not in the field at the time it happened. He was in Kentucky on vacation. Two of them came in and said, it's Reuven. Where's Reuven? He's away. He's on vacation in Kentucky. Right? Before Reuven comes back, they're kasher zamam. So yes, their testimony has been said, but it was never effective because Reuven was away. That's one answer. That's a very technical answer. He went on vacation for 3 years. He went on vacation. After 3 years, he went on vacation. He went on vacation. Where was he right this minute? He's on vacation.
The squatter.
The squatter's on vacation. He's there already 3 years. He's 5 years he's here. Now he went on vacation.
The first 3 years he can't go away.
Right. That's a very technical answer. You have to find the situation where, where it's been. And what if he wasn't away? Then there would be no Eden Zomim. What if he didn't go away, Taka? He's been there the whole time. Didn't go on vacation. Then what? Then there would be no Eden Zomim. Other Bishonim say, we don't say Kasha Zaman when it comes to, we don't say this din when it comes to money. When do we say Kasha Zaman Velo Kasha Asa? When it's not money. When it's money, you should give the money back. What's the downside here? Many Bishonim say that. That would make sense. When it comes to Malkis or Misa, of course we don't say. Once the thing has been done, no, too bad. We say, he's so bad. He's so big, such a liar, such an aid puzzle, that we can't even give you Kasha Zaman. You hear this? That's what the Ramban says, I think. Why do we say that? Why? What's the reason for this din? If you intended it, we can punish you. And if you carried it out, we don't punish you. Yeah, because you're so bad, you can't even get punished in this world. That's what some say. But when it comes to money, so give it back. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Okay.
It's a crazy case. Zomer usually means you witness something once, and then
right.
He's saying, but 3 years. Where were you? You left for a minute.
Your question is going to be addressed in the Gemara. Okay. I feel bad. We're going to run out of time. Now, listen to this one. Berishona shnayim. The first year is two edim. Beshniya shnayim. Second year is another two edim. Beshlishis, third year. Now what? Another set of edim, and they all have to be zoned together. However, mishal shlim b'nehem. You can make a combining of them. You can combine them. Okay, you can combine them all. Right. Listen to this. Shlosha achim, three brothers. Ve'echad mitzdarif imahim. You have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, your brothers. So Reuben's going to testify about 1 year with Hananiah, and then Shimon's going to testify with Hananiah, and then Levi's going to testify with Hananiah. You hear? Each brother, and what's going to happen? We're going to give the land to Yehuda. Not a brother. He's not a brother. But there are three testimonies here by three brothers. Says the Mishnah, not a problem. Why? For Elu Shalosh Adios. Three different Adioses. Happens to be that when you get year one, year two, year three, you're going to combine it to give a Chazakah. It's not a problem of Krovim testify. Not a problem at all. Not a problem at all. Then Adios Achaz La'azama. But of course, La'azama, they have to be all Mizomim together. Because otherwise, you have to destroy all three in order to make a Chazama. Okay? Wild Mishnah? Wild. Now, obviously, says the Gemara, Mastason de Lokribiaki, we're not even going to touch the Krovim is going to come up tomorrow. The Krovim issue is going to come up tomorrow. Here, Mastason de Lokribiakiva. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "Kshalach Abi Chalafta Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri." My father Chalafta went to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. L'motor Rav Amrila Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Eitzel Abba Chalafta. Others said the story was about the other way around. L'motor Rav Amalo Harish Achlo Shana Rishana Bifnei Edim. 1 year in front of two Edim. Shnia Bifnei Shnayim. Second year in front of another two Edim. Shlishes Bifnei Shnayim. Third year in front of another two Edim. Now, what's the din? Amalo Harish Chazaka. No problem. Amalo, Afani Omer Kane. I say the same thing. Ela Shrebi Akiva Cholik B'davar. Zeh. Rebbe Akiva argues on me. Shrebi Akiva Omer, Davar V'lo Chati Davar. It says in the Torah, Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Davar. You have to have a Davar, not a Chati Davar. Testifying about 1 year in a vacuum is nothing. The Chati Davar. That's not going to be good Edith. Now, everybody holds that there's such a concept of Davar V'lo Chati Davar. But the Rabbanon hold, that's not a problem of Dover V'chan. Only Rabbi Akiva holds that's a problem. Right? Only Rabbi Akiva holds that's a problem. Right? The Rabbanon hold, it's not a problem. The Rabbanon, hi Dover V'lo Chati Dover, my Avdilei. What do they do with Dover V'lo Chati Dover? They hold from Dover V'chati Dover. What do they do with that? Ilema Lemute. If you want to tell me, it's the following case. Halacha is, in order for a girl to be considered an adult, she has to have Shtei Tzairis in her private area. So, you want to tell me that Chaz Dover is the following case? Echad Omer Achas Begaba, one says she has, one aide says she has one hair on her back. Echad Omer Achas Bekreta, and the other one says she has one hair on her belly. That's not a Chati Dover. Hi Chati Dover? Chati Edus. That's Chati Edus. You're right. El Lute Shnaim Omer Achas Begaba, Vishnaim Omer Achas Bekreta. Two say one hair over here, and two aidim say one hair over here. That's Chati Dover. Okay? What's the difference between this case of the hairs and the case of the land? Why would the Rabbanon hold the case of the hairs is a Chatzi Davar and the case of is not a Chatzi Davar? Why? It's a machlokas between the Rif and the Tosfos. Ready for this? Tosfos says, who says what over here? The Rif says as follows. When it comes to land, when two Edim testify about 1 year, that has significance by itself. Why does it have significance by itself? Because the guy will get the fruit, at least he'll get the fruit for that year. He's been there for the year. He'll get the fruit for that year. Will he get a chazak on the whole land? That I don't know. But he'll get has independent significance. Testifying about one sire has no significance. Therefore it's a chatzi davar. The land's not a chatzi davar. Tosfos says, that's not the reason at all. You know the reason is? When it comes to 1 year, like you said, I have to stay here my whole life and be an aide. I'm this year, I'm here. The next year, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for the year. I don't have to be there. I don't have to stay there for 3 years. This year, I'm here. I saw all I could see. When it comes to Shtei Tzairos, why didn't you see the other here? It's on the same part of the body. What's the matter with you? You're negligent as an aid. What do you mean you saw only one here? What about the other one? You didn't see it? Why didn't you see it? You didn't do all you could do, therefore it's a Chati Dava. Okay? And then when's this ever going to come up? Rabbi Sabalowski, that mamash happened to him. It's unbelievable. He had a chasana, and they danced the chasana and kala out of the chuppah, and then they're by the going into the yichud room. So Rabbi Sabalowski says the yichud room has two doors. There's one door, and on the other side there's another door. And the caterer passed, and this is the yichud room, so they can't go anywhere else, right? So he put two edim on one side, two edim on the other door. A guy pipes up, it's chatzi davar. So says Rabbi Sabalowski, he's such a genius. He says, wait a minute. According to Tosfos, who says that chatzi davar means you could see all you could see, it's not chatzi davar. I'm over here. I'm doing all I can do. According to the Rif, that the shaila is according to Tosfos, it has no significance. According to Tosfos, the problem was that you could do all you could do. He's doing all I could do. I'm standing right here. I'm watching this door. But according to the Rif, the problem is, does it have significance by itself? The answer is, no. Standing at this door has no significance. Why? Because there's another door. So according to the Rif, it would be a Chassidava problem. Fascinating how you write. Fascinating how on the spot, these guys are on the spot. No shots on their fingertips. You know? That's the most I got out. On their fingertips, they know the whole thing.
That's our case.
What? It's exactly our case. Then he started to chip away, maybe not, but the bottom line is, on his fingertips, they know these Gemaras. You know? Come to a wedding, who? Amazing. These guys are amazing.
This case is really splitting
hairs. Yeah, right. Okay. Let's see if we can get to the two dots in 1 minute. Amar of Yehuda. Is that where we're going to be able to do it? You see. Amar of Yehuda. Echad amar achal chitim, echad amar achal se'orim. One says he ate barley, one says it was wheat. Harezeh chazaka. That's a good chazaka. No problem. Why is it good? So the Gemara assumes now that the reason why that's good testimony is because it's testifying on different years. So if that's the case, one will say year 1, 3, and 5. And one will say years 2, 4, and 6. That's going to be a chazaka? They're testifying about different things. No. Hasam b'shata de kamasid mar lo kamasid mar. No. If I'm testifying about year 1 and you're testifying about year 2, that's not Eidus. That's nothing. Hacha, the hacha over here, tavar b'chadashay to come is hadi. I'm testifying about the same year. My ikalamam, what are you going to tell me? Ben chitis ori, lava dait the inchi. Who knows the difference between wheat and barley? Of course, testifying about the same year. What color was his shirt? I don't know, it was light blue. No, it wasn't light blue, it was really like a little bit medium, midnight blue. Who knows the difference between all that? So, the testifying about the same year, the same field, the same person. What, he doesn't know the name of the grain? He doesn't have to know the name of the grain. So you made a mistake about that. It's a big deal. That's all the Gemara means to say.
Because you have two
Eidim. The testifying about the same event. What, so one mixed it up? Now, the Rashbam points out, we do have a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that when Eidim testify about money, there was a loan, they have to or a purchase, they have to testify, well, what kind of money was it? Was it old money? Was it new money? So what? How come, so you see over there that the Gemara is very makbid? The answer is yeah, because when it comes to a loan, we are very makbid. It's very vital. It's very vital. Was it good money? Was it bad money? Is the money going to be very important? Here, this is an irrelevancy. It's an irrelevancy. Since it's an irrelevancy, the fact that they made a mistake about it is not a big deal. It's not going to ruin the testimony. Okay? We'll stop here and we will resume tomorrow.